From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There's been a suicide bombing today in Iraq. Police say the bomber detonated his car outside the National Police Academy compound in Baghdad as a crowd of recruits were leaving. At least a dozen people were killed and 18 wounded. Surveillance of Muslim college students by the New York Police Department appears to be far broader than previously known, as Mark Garber reports from member station WNYC.
The NYPD monitored students at schools far beyond city limits and talked with local authorities about professors 300 miles away in Buffalo, according to the Associated Press. Detectives watched Muslim student websites daily, reporting names to Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, even though no one on the sites had been accused of any wrongdoing. NYPD spokesman Paul Brown said the monitoring occurred only between 2006 and 2007. He defended the practice, providing a list of 12 people who had once been members of Muslim student associations who were previously arrested or convicted on terrorism charges. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked a Montana court's ban on corporate political spending. Montana Public Radio's Dan Boyce reports a high court finds the ban may be at odds with the 2010 Citizens United decision.
The Montana Supreme Court upheld the state's century-old ban on corporate campaign spending in December. The Montana Attorney General says the ban applies only to statewide races. He argues that makes it exempt from the Citizens United case, which ruled on federal elections. But the Washington, D.C.-based American Tradition Partnership is leading the challenge to the 1912 voter-approved Montana law. American Tradition argues Citizens United makes the state ban unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has put the Montana ruling on hold as they consider an appeal from corporations seeking to be free of spending limits. It will likely be months before the court rules. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Helena.
The Supreme Court is due to hear a case this week that pits free speech advocates against the administration and veterans groups concerned about people who falsely claim to be war heroes. Opponents say the Stolen Valor Act turns people into criminals only for things they say, not do. Supporters say those who make false military claims are committing fraud. An animal rights organization has scored a victory in court against the California dairy industry. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports a California Superior Court has ordered farmers and the California Milk Advisory Board to back up claims made in marketing campaigns.
Lawyers for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals claimed in a lawsuit that the state milk board has no evidence to support its campaigns that depict cows living in a healthy, comfortable environment. PETA says if the cows are living as well as the board claims, that should be disclosed. The organization has long contended that dairy cows are subjected to poor conditions that are unhealthy for the animals. If PETA wins the suit, the milk board could be restricted in what it says in marketing campaigns.
You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in Russia say 17 policemen have been killed in 5 days of fierce fighting with militants in the North Caucasus region. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the fighting broke out after police killed an alleged militant leader.
Islamic militant violence has been on the rise in the Russian republics of Dagestan and Chechnya in recent years. In the latest round of fighting, police say they've cornered several militant groups totaling as many as 100 fighters on the border between the two regions. Police say they killed a key militant leader in a shootout last weekend. Since then, the police have been using attack helicopters to zero in on what they believe to be terrorist hideouts in a remote forested area. Police say some militants have been killed, but it's not clear how many. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
The United Nations says the number of people displaced by the renewed rebellion in the north of Mali has risen to 44,000. NPR's Fabia Quist-Darkton reports that fighting erupted a month ago, and it's intensifying.
The UN says the number of people fleeing clashes between nomadic Tuareg rebels and the Malian military has doubled in 10 days. Thousands of civilians have crossed the borders into neighboring Mauritania, Niger, and Burkina Faso. Fighting has been intense in the strategic northern town of Tessalit, which the rebels say they control, a claim denied by the government. Tuareg fighters are demanding independence for what they call Mali's marginalized north. Returnees from Libya who fought for Muammar Gaddafi's army are believed to be behind the rebellion. Ofebia Quistankton, NPR News, Dakar.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.